You're listening to SBS News.
The latest economic data released by China shows growth in the world's second largest economy has slowed to 6.2% in the second quarter. That's China's weakest growth in at least 27 years, and comes amid an ongoing trade dispute with the United States. And it didn't take long for US President Donald Trump to claim credit for the slowdown. Taking to his favourite platform, Twitter, President Trump said the figures show why China wants to make a deal with the US and wishes it had not broken the original deal in the first place. US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he and US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are scheduled to hold more discussions with their Chinese counterparts by telephone this week.
Ambassador Lighthizer and I have had several conversations on China with our counterparts. We expect to have another principal level call this week, and to the extent we make significant progress, I think there's a good chance we'll go there later.
However, senior lecturer in international trade law at the Monash Business School, Giovanni Diletto, says Donald Trump may not be able to claim all the credit for the slowdown in China's growth. Dr. Diletto says it could also be due to China undergoing a major transformation from a low to high-value production economy, as Japan, South Korea, Taiwan and Singapore have done before it.
Some are arguing that the Chinese government is actually managing a decrease in their growth. It's a major structural readjustment that the Chinese economy is undergoing in terms of trying to go up the value chain of the industrial system, so trying to move away from low value production.
The official Chinese response to the growth figures show no signs of alarm. Official spokesman for the National Bureau of Statistics, Mao Shenyong, describes the results as further evidence that the Chinese economy is resilient and has the capacity to tolerate risk. He says the fundamentals for healthy, stable, long-term economic development are still present.
We are viewing economic growth with a new development philosophy, without deliberately pursuing for growth speed. While keeping the economic operation within a reasonable range, we have put more energy into restructuring, transition and upgrading, without deliberately relaxing the policies for the sake of maintaining a certain speed. The current economic growth speed is, therefore, solid, high in quality and sustainable, falling into line with our new development philosophy, and it is therefore very high in value.
The Chinese government says the world has every reason to believe that the Chinese economy is capable of achieving its development goals this year. Australia is a most interested onlooker when such data is released, given China is its biggest trading partner by a large margin. Dr. Diletto says a continued slowdown in China could have serious implications for Australia because of the Australian economy's exposure to the Chinese housing industry.
The Chinese housing industry is a main magnet and catalyst of imports of commodities from Australia. Of course, for the building materials and everything that they need to support their growth. So should the Chinese housing industry bubble burst, of course, they will have a major impact in the short to medium term for Australian exports to China.
But the Export Council of Australia says the reduction in Chinese growth is not unexpected and nothing to be concerned about. The council's acting CEO, Heath Baker, says growth in China couldn't continue at the pace it was.
What you've got to remember is that while it's a slower growth rate than, you know, has happened over the last couple of decades, it's still, compared to almost any other country, a very high growth rate. So 6.2% growth year on year is very strong. Granted, it's not as strong as the 8-9% thing a few years ago, but it is still, in absolute dollar terms, a really big increase year on year. And, you know, we expect the benefits to exporters to continue to grow.
Mr. Baker says Australia's resources, tourism and education sectors are the ones most reliant on the Chinese economy. But he says the most recent Chinese growth figures are not a cause for concern.
We're a long way away from that happening. I mean, it's the Chinese rate of growth is slowing, but China's economy isn't slowing. You know, they're still 6.2% higher than they were last year, 6.2% bigger economy. And, you know, that is still, you know, quite a large increase. And, you know, if you look at the dollar terms, it's a very, very big increase year on year.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.